apologize for the small delay, but let's go ahead and get going. Let's go ahead and get started here. Can everyone see me? And can everyone hear me clearly?
Yes and yes.
We can hear you well.
Sweet. Awesome. Let's get going here. Hey, I would like to welcome you guys to Let's Talk Tuesday. And on tonight, as they already said, you guys know I am the Reverend Bryant A. Johnson. And as you guys know, we'll be talking about keeping your character in the midst of chaos. Keeping your character in the midst of chaos. And why did I choose this subject on tonight? I'm glad you asked that. I chose this subject on tonight because I actually have had a situation recently happen in my life to where I realized after the situation that I actually mastered keeping my character in the midst of chaos, because there's been plenty of times before when I've had similar situations or situations just as the exact same one I experienced, I lost my character. And when I lost my character, the people that witnessed it lost a certain amount of respect for me. So I had to rebuild that back up. That's neither here nor there. So with the fact that I actually realized that I mastered keeping my character in the midst of chaos, I said, hey, let me teach everybody else how to do the exact same thing. Because we all in our life at one point or another, whether it was earlier today or whether it will be early in the morning tomorrow, we will deal with chaos. We will deal with situations. We will deal with problems. We will deal with people that's not on the same level nor have the same awareness in which we have. And to us, that's chaotic. If everything in your life is not in harmony, and everything is not floating harmoniously, you are in chaos. If you're not waking up every day and your day is floating smooth and you are happy at every turn, I'm not talking about daily obstacles. Those are hurdles that you could just easily jump, but that do not disrupt the harmony in which your day is flowing in. But if anything comes in your day and it disrupts your day, that, my friend, is called chaos. And on today, we're going to talk about keeping your character in the midst of those type of situations. But first, let's define this word, character. The English standard meaning of the word character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. I'm going to repeat this. It is the mental and the moral qualities distinctive to an individual. To all my note takers, I want you to notate mental qualities. And up under that, few lines down, because we have points under each, you're going to notate moral qualities, because we're going to discuss mental qualities as well as moral qualities to understand why and how we can keep our character even in the midst of chaos. Mental qualities. Emotional intelligence is the cornerstone of mental toughness. You cannot be mentally tough without the ability to fully understand and tolerate strong negative emotions and do something productive with them. For my note takers, I'm going to repeat that for you. You cannot be mentally tough without the ability to fully understand and tolerate strong negative emotions and do something productive with them. So to go to our first point, I will say, control the pool of vibrations with your feelings. Let's repeat that again. It's control the pool of vibration with your feelings. What do you mean? I'm glad you asked. The reason most of us lose the control of our character during negative situations is because of our feelings. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's actually think about the last time we lost our character, fell out of character with someone. It was because of our feelings. It was because you didn't like the manner in which they spoke to you, so you reacted in a way that they spoke to you. You didn't like, and I'm going to use the phrase of today, you didn't like the way they came at you, so you came back at them. And when you come back at them, you're out of character. because you're operating out of yourself. You're doing something that's not you. And to my church folks, I want to talk to y'all real quick. And this one's going to kind of hurt. I'm going to hit you in the stomach right fast. And then we're going to smooth it out. But in church, we sing about, I give myself away. My life is not my own. Less of me, Lord, more of you. But when a situation come about, we operate in the pool of the negative energy that came our way. So how can we continue to sing, pray, and preach about less of me and more of you when we don't even want to allow the deity in which we serve to control us and control our character in the midst of chaos? Let me get out of that right quick. Let me go back to the script that's at hand. Because I want us to understand the control, the pool of vibration with your feelings, understanding that your feelings are everything. And everything you have based on the feelings of which you've been feeling all your life. If you have happiness, it's because you've been feeling it. If you have poverty, it's because you've been feeling it. If you have prosperity, it's because you've been feeling it. If you have pain right now, it's because you've been feeling it. But you've been taught to not acknowledge your feelings, but you wasn't understanding that your feelings are just simply a vibration. It's either negative or it's either positive. I was in a class today and it was taught by the great Professor Antonio T. Smith, and it's a class that he's doing on the law of attraction. It's a very powerful, dynamic class. I would actually recommend everybody go sign up for that class. But I attended this class today. And it was speaking of the law of vibration, and today's class was actually about feelings. And as he's teaching, I'm realizing that I've only received what I've felt all my life. I'm going to say that again. You only receive what you feel. That's the energy in which you're operating in. That's the vibration in which you're moving in. You're not receiving what you think. You're receiving what you feel. Because let's be honest, you actually don't believe in what you think, but you do believe in what you feel. That's why you receive what you feel. That's why your feelings control it all. Your feelings control everything. Back to my church folk. I have a question, and then we're gonna go to the next article of this message. The question is: tell me where the deity you serve, Jesus. Tell me where Jesus allowed any situation to change not only who he was, but whose he was. I ask the question again. Tell me where Jesus allowed any situation to change who he was or change whose he was. See, we say we are a beacon light in a dark world, but we allow the situations of the dark world to dim our lights. We can't allow our lights to be dimmed if we actually controlling the vibration that comes to us. My mentor told me a long time ago, and it was the powerfulest phrase I heard in 2017. And he said, just because you invite me to an argument don't mean I have to attend, which literally means just because you send negative energy my way don't mean I have to accept them vibrations. See, mama always told us, kill them with kindness. But they came at us. They came at us, and they came at us in a way that we didn't vibrate. We weren't vibrating in that manner. So we allowed ourselves to vibrate in the manner in which they are vibrating because they came at us. We couldn't kill them with kindness. We don't know how to kill them with kindness because we don't know how to keep our character in the midst of chaos. Well, here's how. Control the vibration of the energy that comes towards you each and every day. Just because a person sends negative energy your way do not mean you have to accept it. Just because a person texts your phone with mess do not mean you have to read it and apply, reply to it. Just because a person come your way with BS do not mean you have to give it any attention. Because you deserve you. And if you actually feel like you deserve happiness, you deserve to be in control of every energy that comes your way. If you've ever met anybody prosperous, and here lately, I've actually had the pleasure of lately just been sitting around some millionaires. Like literally, I've been sitting around millionaires. People that's filthy rich, like money is not an issue to them. Like the one phrase I've been hearing lately is, there is no lack. And it's powerful, like whatever you want, just go get it. But I've been realizing that prosperity only have one language. And the language of prosperity is not negative. You will never meet a negative person who's sad. I'm a prosperous person who's sad. You will never meet a prosperous person who's sad. I didn't say a rich person, because just because you're rich don't mean you're prosperous. I said a prosperous person. And yes, I said I've been sitting around millionaires. They're rich, but they're also prosperous. Prosperity covers a multitude of areas in your life. As a matter of fact, every area. But that's a different subject, which we'll talk about at another time. But you'll never meet a prosperous person who's sad. You'll never meet a prosperous person who actually allowed negative energy to affect or change their day. And here's why. Moral qualities. Moral character. That's your second point. Moral character or character is an evaluation of an individual's stable moral qualities. You meet any person that's living a life that's actually worthy of them, their morals are positive. They actually have a heart to help everybody. They don't have the mentality of, I got mine, you get yours. It's that mentality that have us in the poverty that we're in today. It's the mentality of not helping that homeless man at the store. Those are moral qualities. Like, you may have thought that you wasn't even doing nothing wrong when you passed that man up at the store and you had the money in your pocket. But that actually showed your character. It showed your moral qualities. And it showed that you really don't have no morals to help nobody else. Your morals are selfish and self-centered. And I use the word self-centered because it's way more powerful than the word selfish, because prosperity is selfish. Selfish is actually not a bad thing, but self-centered, that's bad character. Because you think the world revolves around you, and it don't. Moral qualities actually show you if you actually care or not. The concept of character can imply a variety of attributes, including, watch this, the existence or lack of virtues such as empathy, courage, fortitude, honesty, and loyalty, good behavior, and habits. And our moral qualities are not in tune with the vibration. It's not in tune with the vibration of our mental qualities. So we're operating out of character of who we really are. And I'm glad you're asking the question, how? Again, how? I've answered it many of times, but I'm glad. Let me give it to you in a breakdown. I'm gonna give it to you in your language. It's not about you. Control your feelings and stand on the morals in which is right, not the morals in which you was trained in. See, because all the morals we was trained in are not absolutely abstractly correct. We wasn't trained in objective morals. You have to stand on morals that's objective, not subjective. Because it's subjective, it's change. Change with the wind. We have to stand on the morals that are objective, that is actually right. And when your mental qualities line up with your moral qualities, then no matter the situation that comes your way, you can operate in full character, even though you're in the midst of chaos. Even though that person came at you, it still don't affect you to where it not only allow you to say something in which you'll feel like you regret it. I have something about that in just a second. I'm going to hit y'all with that before we end this call. But you end up saying something in which you'll feel like you regret it, or you'll say something or do something that's outside of who you are. But I want to say this right quick, and then we'll open up for Q&A. In life, you have no regrets because you did what you wanted to do when you did whatever it is you did. Whether it was good or bad, you made the decision and you made the choice and you did that. Accept it. Get over it. Get out your feelings. Operate in your character. Allow your mental qualities and your moral qualities to line up as one on a positive frequency. Because you will never get prosperity in negativity. You will never get prosperity in a negativity, in a negative situation, in a negative household, in a negative relationship, at a negative job. It'll never happen. You have to get around positiveness. Get prosperity around you, because you only become who you are. And who you are is who you surround yourself with every day. Les Brown said the greatest thing ever that changed my life, and it changed my circle, actually. He said, if you are the poorest person, if you are the richest person in your circle, you're in the wrong circle. I got a new circle, and I am no longer the richest person in my circle. And now in my circle, I experience positiveness. I can tell my circle right now, man, I just tied my shoe, and I ain't tied my shoe in 3 weeks. They're going to say, you know what? You did a good job. You growing. We proud of you. Keep going. My circle don't beat me down. My circle build me up. That's from in my house to at my church. My circle just build me up. My circle allow me to keep my character intact. And when things come about, guess what? I have the choice if I want to accept the negative energy or not. Because I'm learning and I'm understanding not only the power of feelings, but I'm learning and I'm understanding the power of this thing we call energy. And feelings is nothing but energy. Feelings is nothing but energy. I'm going to give y'all the greatest formula I heard today. And I asked, can I give this formula out beforehand? And I was given a yes. So, yeah, I took notes in class today. Yay, me. But I took notes in class today. And I'm going to give y'all this formula. And this was the greatest formula ever, ever. Greatest formula ever. It's right here. Here's the formula. The formula is thoughts plus emotion equals creation. Your thoughts and your feelings is what's creating your reality today. And when chaos comes your way, you allow your thoughts and your feelings to create the reality in which you react. But to my church folks, let me remind you of a man who never lost his character in the midst of chaos. And I'm going to say it like this, and we're going to go to church and go home. Because you have to remember that they put him on trial. And he had to take some charges in which he didn't commit. He had to take a beating for something he didn't do. He had to carry a cross for a burden that wasn't his. He got pierced in his side for a situation that wasn't concerning him. But he didn't stay there. Because they took him off that cross and they put him in a barber tomb. And he slept there all day Saturday. All Saturday afternoon, evening, and night. But he still got up with the power of not only the world, but the power of God in his hands. So you can operate in the middle of chaos and still keep your character. And if the deity you served was able to be the perfect example for you to keep character in the middle of chaos, I think you should take notes. I am the Reverend Brian A. Johnson. You can have whatever you want in this life, and you can be whoever you want in this life. But you have to understand it all begins within. Do we have any questions, comments, concerns on tonight?
My God. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Reverend Brian A. Johnson. I am going to unmute everybody. Feel free to ask your questions or to make comments. If you are not speaking, all I ask is that you keep yourself muted and my eyes are open.
It's like the cup. Like you come to the water bottle.
Well, the boy went all the way to the cross. That's all I got. You said something earlier that I really want to point out that I hope, besides the fact that you went all the way to the cross on the cross call, you said something very early in your message that I believe everybody should pay attention to. And what you said was, you can't be negative and have prosperity. That is a fact. And unfortunately, many of us don't respect the fact that negativity won't lead to prosperity.
Never. It will not. And I applaud, and I want to say thank you to you publicly on this call, because, you know, sitting under you and watching you, I ain't gonna tell everybody what I call you every day, but yeah. But sitting under you and watching you, sitting under your leadership, I've learned that negativity will never lead to anything prosperous, because nothing prosperous come from negativity. So yeah, I appreciate you, and I publicly thank you for that.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely correct. I appreciate you as well.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, brother.
Welcome back, auntie.
How are you?
I'm obviously wonderful.
I can. Yes, you are on fire. You are on fire. I got burned a couple times. got burned a couple of times. It wasn't a gut punch. It was a little burn, but I survived it.
Okay,
I received it. I just want to say that your clarity, the way that you spoke tonight, is everything was understandable. Lately, I've been having issues of understanding a few things or getting clarity, and I was able to receive everything you said. You spoke very clear. You broke it down for me, and I just wanted to say thank you. It was awesome.
Thank you so much.
I need to go nurse my wounds, my little burns I got.
I got some Neosporin.
but thank you. Have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And welcome back to town. Anybody else?
Hey, Brian.
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing, Dr. Clark?
I loved it. You are growing. I always look forward to hearing from you, but I look forward to hearing from you more, because I know how much you're pouring into yourself and I know how hard you're working, and it definitely showed on today. What I wanted to ask was what I find is, and I'm be as transparent as I can be, I think I struggle sometimes with creating chaos that doesn't necessarily have to exist. Is that a character issue as well, in your opinion?
I would absolutely say yes, it is a character issue, because if your thoughts plus your emotion equals your creation. So if you're creating the chaos, it's your thoughts and your emotions are creating the chaos. So anything that happens, you create yourself. So any chaos that comes, you're actually creating the chaos. So if you create the chaos, you definitely will have a hard time holding your character in the midst of something that you created. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I think what happens is when you deal in poverty for so long and you get your circle, your mastermind circle, but you still have other circles that you're in that are still that impoverished, you know, type thinking, type of maneuvering, type of teaching that you still yield yourself to, I find that I create the chaos trying not just resisting those environments that I'm still in. And so I'm left with, okay, either I leave or I figure out how to maintain my character and my prosperity mindset and be a good servant still in these circles. And so that's what I'm kind of weeding through. And your training today has definitely helped move me forward in my thinking. And I just want to thank you for being true to who you've been called to be. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I would say in response to that, because I actually dealt with that personally myself with having the mastermind team, and I'm still trying to operate and deal with circles that's poverty or that's really not adding value to my life or to my dreams. And actually what I had to do was I had to really grasp the concept of when Tony say you got to know how to operate in the matrix before you operate outside the matrix. So what I started doing was I started using my mentality to say, just because I'm in the matrix, that's not going to change the character of who I am. Not only is that not going to change my character, I'm not, and this is a attribute of low self-esteem, but I'm not going to dummy myself down because I'm in the matrix and I have a high level of awareness.
Yes. No, I'm not going to do that. Very well.
Right. Like, I'm not going to. Amen. Thank you so much. So it's like, what I have to do is not only keep my awareness, but I got to keep my character and understand that people are talking from the matrix, not outside the matrix. So they're talking matrix talk. So you're talking poverty talk to a person with a prosperity mindset. It's almost like trying to make a cat bark. I'm not hearing you.
Bye, Brian. I'm going to talk to you later, bro. You did a great job. Bye. Goodbye.
Anybody else? Do we have anybody else? I love my sister Shannon. That's my girl. Do we have anybody else?
The Reverend Brian A. Johnson.
Hello, my G. Y'all wait on my G.
Okay. You took us to Calvary. I ain't mad at you because it blessed my whole back soul. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You did an amazing job tonight. But if it was something you said, and I was driving, I couldn't take notes. You said something along the fact of exude your character of how you know it to be, or, and not what you were taught. I just want you to say exactly what you said because that resonated with my brain when you said it.
Okay. Well, what I said was you have to allow your character to be who you are, not who you was taught to be.
That's it.
Because we was taught to be one thing, or we was taught to react and respond to situations in one way. And if we actually look at it, especially with our level of awareness, we were taught wrong. So your character is to be who you really are, not who you was taught to be. Because if you acted who you was taught to be, you're acting in Shannon's word, your representative. That's your representative. Your representative is not who you are. Your representative is who you was taught to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But thank you.
So much. Yes. I have shown my representative long enough. So I sure do appreciate that, sir. And yes,
thank you so much.
Thoughts plus emotions equals creations. Yes, that blessed me as well.
Amen. Amen. That set me free this morning, girl. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you guys tuning in. And I'm loving these questions and stuff. Anybody else?
The Reverend Brian A. Johnson. Hello, sir.
Hey, little sister. Welcome back.
Thank you. I am so grateful for you today. Thank you so so much. I definitely appreciated your call today and will definitely be applying a lot of what I learned. So thank you so very, very much for today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Welcome back. I'm glad you guys made it back safely. Not trying to make $1 million in 2 days. Anybody else?
Brian, I have a question. Michelle.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Could you explain a little bit to me what you meant by representative?
Okay. Representative. I got it from Dr. Clark, but I understand. Representative is when you meet, okay, let's say, for example, somebody called Michelle to, let's say right now, somebody called you and say, come to the Hilton, right? And let's say, for example, you've never been to the Hilton. You're not taking them the real Michelle. You're taking them Michelle's representative to see if they are worthy enough to meet the real Michelle. Whenever you meet somebody, like, okay, I'm going to use what you just experienced. When you first got to your trip that you just went on, they didn't see Michelle. They saw the representative. And the representative allowed Michelle, told Michelle if it was okay for her to come out or not. Then they saw the real Michelle. Yeah, your representative is who they see first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I get that. Thank you.
Am I right, Dr. Clark? That's correct, right?
Yes, you're right on it. And your representative can also be on the flip side of that, who you show, because you don't want the negative core of who you really are to come out. And so you put forth the smiley face and the kiss on the cheek, when on the inside you're really like boiling, or you're really, you know, sneaky, or kind of like from me telling y'all with me, I put forth a representative because prosperity wasn't a requirement for my representative. People were fine with the mediocre performance I gave, and so that was the representative I presented, because I didn't want to get to the core of my problem and I didn't want to get to the real work of making me prosperous. And so I was fine with living with the presentation of my representative because people required me to be mediocre. And so I put forth a mediocre representative of myself. So both ways, you know, you put up a representative for protection, but you also put up a representative sometimes, in my opinion, for the preservation of limitation, because sometimes we preserve our limits so that we don't want, because we don't want to do the work of becoming limitless.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
It makes sense. So what you're saying is being a representative is not good.
It depends. If you're doing it the way that Brian explained, I think that's fine. You're protecting yourself. Honestly, I feel once you become prosperous, when you walk in a room, that's you. You know, it's kind of like what he told me. You don't dummy yourself down. Brian didn't go and show a representative in the matrix. He went into the matrix knowing that he was working within the matrix, but he was not the matrix. So in a sense, he did have to represent himself, but he wasn't fickle or fake in that representation. Because every time he stood in the matrix, he spoke from prosperity. He didn't speak poverty. He spoke with his genuine prosperous mindset. You know?
Okay. I have a lot of more clarity on that. Thank you. I'm getting it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for saying it in, Brian. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
Thank you, Doctor. I really appreciate that. Yeah, you helped me out with that one. Woo. Anybody else? Do we have anybody else?
Yes, I'm going to go.
Go ahead. Go right on ahead.
So, good evening, everybody, as well. So what I'm getting from the call is what you're saying is, well, let me say this. So make sure I'm hearing right. So you're showing up, your representative is showing up, and then you're saying to go ahead and still be who you need to be. Cause I get what you're saying, but I guess I got a little confused, or maybe I'm misunderstanding. But if I'm hearing correctly, so are you saying that we show up but we remain to be fake because, and I'm not using this against, because I know she just said, Shannon said she shows up, but we don't give our all. It's like for the protection. But sometimes when we walk into the room and, you know, we're speaking from a, maybe from a poverty mindset and not from a prosperity mindset, we're hindering other people right then and there, because at the same time, we deal with a lot on the inside and we don't fight that. We walk into the room with that. And so a lot of times we don't give people what they need right then and there because we're fighting with that offset mindset. And so if I'm hearing correctly, you're saying representative goes first and then the real you comes behind that, or what? Because I don't believe in that, I guess. I truly believe in being 100%. Somebody meets me, they don't, of course I'm not going to give them my whole lifetime story and they're going to know me right off the table, but what I don't give them might be what they need and they might walk away empty. So if I don't give them Rashida instead of my representative, do I leave them, I'm leaving them empty, kind of, if that makes sense. Because some people need you to be 100% with them. They don't, you know, some people don't walk in the gray area. They walk in either black or white. And if they see that within you, because some people can do that. I don't know. Am I hearing it right? Break that down for me a little bit. Because if I'm wrong, I stand to be corrected. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right page with this.
No. You're good. You're good. You're good. I'm just all that.
Okay.
You're good. Don't nobody actually deserve to meet 100%. I mean, less than 100% of you, period.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. With a poverty's mindset and with poverty's training and with being taught poverty's and being taught to live poverty's, if you actually be honest about it, a lot of times when you met people, they didn't meet the real you. They met the representative of you.
Right.
Until they got to know you. Everybody deserves to see who you really are. Now, watch this. Prosperity don't speak the language of representatives. Okay. Only poverty do. So when you're speaking the language of representative, you're speaking a poverty's language. Because prosperity don't have to, like I said earlier, like Dr. Clark brought back up. Prosperity don't have to dummy themselves down in the matrix. They can still stand prosperous in the midst of poverty situations and not allow the poverty situations to change or dictate their character or who they really are.
Okay.
So don't nobody deserve to meet nothing less of you. Everybody deserves to meet the 100% you. But if you be truthful about the situation, in poverty, they meet your representative first.
Right.
Now, in prosperity, there's no representative. I don't have to send a representative. I don't have to walk into a church smiling, even though I just had a fight with my mate the night before.
Gotcha.
That's a representative. When that representative walk into church smiling, even though they hurt on the inside, that's not you. That's your representative that went to church. Because you're hurt. And you be honest about it, you really don't want to go to church. Yeah. So you send your representative.
So you send your representative. That
and your representative put
show up.
Exactly. Your representative put on a smile, give them fake church hugs, give them fake church kisses, put $2 in offering, tell everybody you love them, go get back in the car. The real you come out and you cry on your way home listening to Kirk Franklin.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotcha. Exactly what that is.
Gotcha.
Do we have anybody else? Anybody else? Any more questions?
I just want to apologize for taking your call away from your original topic.
Oh, no, you did.
You did a great job on your original topic.
I love this.
You were awesome.
I love this. Yeah, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. In my opinion, I actually feel like, you know, Coach actually, you know, gave this idea to actually have this going on a phone call, you know, to where we could be able to come together, talk, train one another, and build each other up. And we could talk about some real stuff. and we actually be transparent and actually get a full understanding of the subject of whoever, you know, bringing forth, but we can get a full understanding. Because I've, you know, all the calls, and I've been on here every Tuesday, don't nobody talk about nothing they haven't mastered. And every coach that has talked about what they've mastered. So, I'm, you know, with the fact they mastered it, they can help us because we may be dealing with it in that manner. But, you know, baby, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing going wrong. This is how it's supposed to be.
Amen.
Yes. Do we have anybody else? Do we have anybody else? No comments, questions, concerns? All right. If we don't have any more questions, comments, or concern, my prayer is that everyone was helped, everyone received something, and that everyone was able to take something away to help them reach the prosperity in which they want and they deserve and actually live the life in which is deserving to you. I'm about to get ready to turn it over to Miss Tempest, who is narrating. Either Miss Tempest or Coach Tony, one of the two, they're narrating today, and we're going to turn it over to them real quick.
Thank you, Pastor, for passing the mic, turning it over. Turn it over.
Like to let the mic go.
Okay. I ain't gonna hold it long. I'll pass it right back. So don't go too far, okay? But I want to thank you so much for this topic. And you said something, I don't know if you meant to say it or what, but I heard you loud and clear. You said you deserve you. And I heard you. That hit me. I don't know if that was on purpose. I don't know if that was your script. But that line, the whole call was for me, but that line was just for me. So thank you for being exactly who you are. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for an amazing Q&A session as always. Join us back here next Tuesday as we hear from Michelle at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us on Sunday at 8:30 p.m. with the one and only Antonio T. Smith Jr. for a Plant Better Mindset call. That will be live on Facebook. So watch his page for announcements. If you're not part of our amazing community, join us on Facebook and our awesome group, People Who Plant Better. There are literally millionaires in that group. There are investors in that group. There are people who can change the quality of your life in that group. So if you haven't joined us, feel free to come and join us. And I also want to let you know that Antonio has just released an awesome, awesome, awesome program, 42 hours of nothing but law of attraction training. If your life, if you're not attracting what you say you want, you need to sign up. And the website is literally why do they have it all and I don't.com. All spelled out. Why do they have it all and I don't.com. Sign up, get your free training, check your email, because for the next 31 days, he will send you training. And you've never heard anything like this before. No one breaks down the law of attraction the way Antonio T. Smith Jr. does. So make sure you sign up. Make sure you join us for Plant Better Mindset call with him on Sunday, and then meet us back here on Tuesday. And Pastor Bishop, I pass the mic right back to you. Thank you.
Well, I have nothing more to say. After that, that was awesome. Yes, you guys go like our pages. You can go like the ATS page, Antonio T. Smith Jr. page. You can go join a group, People Who Plant Better. You can like any coach page. All the coaches in the ATSJR company have their own page. You got the Grace Sanders page, the Shannon Clark page. You have the Dion D. Marie page. You have the One Red Shoe page. And you have the Tippett Smith page. And yes, you have the Reverend Brian A. Johnson page. Go like our pages. Go follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, everywhere. We are building millionaires one body at a time. You can have anything in this world you want. You can be anything in this life you want to be. but it all begins within. That's my time. God bless you and good night.
Awesome job, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much.
Oh, why didn't you say nothing, bro? You know I would have got it for you.